More patience.
If someone had told me a few years ago that I'd end up recording an audiobook of advice, I'd have punched them in the nose for taking the piss.
I mean, unless the advice is how to end up dead or in jail, I'm not exactly qualified. I'm Ozzy Osbourne, not Oprah fucking Winfrey. But here I am, Dr. Ozzy, as people call me now. And to be totally honest with you, I love this new gig. I suppose it all started just before my last world tour, when a bloke from the Sunday Times magazine in London came over to my house and asked if I wanted to be their new health and relationship columnist. When I'd finished spitting out tea over my Yorkshire Terrier, I asked him, "Are you sure you've got the right person?" He said, "Yeah, they were sure." If I wanted the job, the guy added, readers would write in with their problems. Everything from stubbed toes to tearaway kids to fallouts with the in-laws, and I'd give my answers. I wouldn't even have to put pen to paper. Someone would call me up every week so I could dictate my words of wisdom over the telephone. "Look, are you absolutely 100% sure you've got the right person?" I asked him again. He just smiled. The funny thing is, the more I thought about it, the more it made sense, in a crazy kind of way. I mean, by all accounts, I'm a medical miracle. It's all very well going on a bender for a couple of weeks, but mine went on.